The same Nakuta come up maybe two or three times. In the end of the story of the Bnei Yaakov, the brothers, you find Yehuda totally willing to admit mistake, Vayigash, Elav Yehuda, and he steps up and he realizes, I messed up last time. I let dad's favorite son slip away. I am not going to do that again. You find Yosef telling the brothers, you think you did this to me? This is all God's plan. I don't hold a grudge against you. You find earlier on when they sold the brothers, Rashi pointing out that the brothers couldn't speak him, lo, cholo, debrulo, shalom, or something like that. Rashi points out, you see, even from their critique, the Torah's critique on them, still, there was a certain sense of yashrus and emes, they were tochel, kiboro. And I thought maybe this midah of emes, that Yehuda's willing to open up and say, I'm wrong. I sinned. I messed up. Like, no longer covering it up. The tochel kiboro, the brothers, that they spoke to them, Yosef, honestly. And a little bit Yosef as well. The sense of, I'm talking to you honestly. I just, you know, I could have been angry at you and held a grudge, but I genuinely, honestly, goodness, honest to goodness, saw this in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan. And I think this midah, you see it clear in the Tochel Kiboro and Yehuda story. This midah of genuine, straightforward honesty emerge. I wanted to share with you a Gemara that I think maybe makes a similar point. Gemara Brachos and Daf Vav Mebeis. When Zamrav Zera Meresh originally have a chazina lehula rabbanan dekar rehiti lepirka b'shapta, I saw rabbis who were running to things on Shabbos. Amina, come mechayle rabbanan shapta. I thought rabbis were being mechayle Shabbos. Kevan deshmaina lahad the Rabbi Tanchum. Since I heard Rabbi Tanchum's statement, I'm Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, who quoted Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi to say leolam yarutz ledvar halacha. You should always run to a dvar halacha va'afilu b'shabbos. Shenemar acharei Hashem yalchu kar yishag ananami rehitna. Originally, Rav Zera was so critical. He used to see rabbis running around on Shabbos. He thought they were violating Shabbos. You're not supposed to run on Shabbos, but for a dvar halacha, for a dvar mitzvah, for something good, you're allowed to. So Rav Chisda didn't just say, okay, it's machlokas, I disagree. He didn't even say I was wrong, I admit. What I like about the story is he started running afterwards. You know how easy it is to cover up mistakes? You know how easy it is after we sin or make a mistake or we're wrong? It's so easy to like focus in upon our own agenda of looking right and projecting a correct image to the world opposed to looking deep, deep down into who we are and just being innocent. It's such an easy etzahara. I remember someone once asked me a shayla that paskined incorrectly. I just didn't know the right thing. It happened to be, I said, I think the halacha is like X. So I said, look, Befeirush the Shulchan Aruch is not that way. Turns out there was like a taz that had said like what I said. It wasn't a terrible thing. But, you know, I looked up and I said, I want you to know. I think I made a mistake. There is a taz. I wasn't way off on this one. But I think the correct order, like the Shulchan Aruch, I think this other post can follow. And I want you to be, from here on out, I want you to be more Mekel. Not passing the Chumrah accidentally. It wasn't a terrible thing. And I remember like a struggle. Like I wonder if like I should tell him, yeah, I was raised to learn, like to follow the Taz. No, it's not true. I wasn't. Just forgot. And I remember like the struggle I had in me. I'm like, this time it happened to end up all right. And I remember after the story of Zera gave me koach at a particular time. I really, really think this quality of like looking for truth, looking for emes, is an important one. It comes up in many, many areas. It comes up, and maybe the most obvious one in the base medrash, when you're arguing with your chavrusa. It's a heck of a lot easier to defend your position and point out, make points that you're right, opposed to look for the truth. Machamto Shatar is Machamas Menemes. We're looking for, again, it could be, you could say something like, I hear your point a lot, now tell me why my point is wrong. I hear both points. Maybe you're right, maybe I'm right, let's work harder. But this desire of like, insisting upon being right to the point where you're willing to sacrifice truth. This is not what Rav Zeir is about. This is not what Yehuda was about. This is not what the brothers were about. And that's not what we're about. I mention also often, if you get into a fight with someone, into an argument, the natural gut reaction is to come up with a million and one defenses to your behavior, even if that wasn't what you had in mind at the time. You act in a certain way, and if you can, and really the reason why is because the reason X you acted that way. But if you would argue, reason Y is the reason why you acted that way. Even if it's not true, you come off looking better. Like, wow, that's great. I could really, you know, I can really present my own case a lot better. After a fight, the goal is not to prove a million and one reasons why you were right and the other person was wrong. The goal is to make up. When someone wrongs you, should be overly akshani in withholding forgiveness. Where does that come from? A lot of it is, I would rather be right than have shalom and peace and happiness amongst us. This desire to cover up, this desire to be right, this desire to want to be wrong, this desire not to forgive, this desire to superimpose your own thoughts onto whatever the text says. It's a lack of emes and it roots from a lack of another. A humble person says, okay, this is the truth. I'm looking for the truth more than looking for myself to be right. And the irony is often a lack of another comes from a lack of confidence. Sometimes people think like confidence is tantamount with gaiva and lack of confidence is tantamount with anava. I actually believe confidence is much more to do with anava and lack of confidence is much more to do with gaiva. The opposite. People who lack confidence wear a mask. A mask of I'm right. A mask of don't correct me. A mask of I'd rather be wronged and be stubborn and not show my weaknesses because people will see them. People who are genuinely comfortable with who they are. People genuinely just like happy with who they are have no problem. Okay, made a mistake. You're trying to fool. Pretend they're perfect. What do I gain? I'm going to fool everyone else? Probably not. Fool myself, I lose even more. And therefore, when it comes to working on our midos, as we're all sick in Yoma Malayla, if not should be. One of the ones to keep in mind is a sense of honesty and integrity, which is an outgrowth of, on the one hand, a nevakesh emes, a bikush for emes, a desire to know the truth, and simultaneously, a sense of just comfortability with yourself. It's okay to make mistakes, it's okay to be human. I'm looking at the pictures on the wall, and I just noticed a picture of Baruch Ber, it reminded me of a story. Rav Baruch Ber had a daughter who was engaged to one of his Talmidim. And the Talmud broke off the engagement. And it totally crushed Rav Baruch Ber's daughter, and in turn, totally crushed, devastated Rav Baruch Ber. The Talmud felt so uncomfortable in yeshiva, he wanted to switch yeshivas. And the new yeshiva had the Rosh Yeshiva write him a letter. So you can imagine, he has to walk up to Rav Baruch Ber and say, Rebbe, could you please write me a letter? I want to switch yeshivas. A letter of recommendation. So Rav Baruch Ber wrote the letter and showed it to 6 or 7 people. I take that back. 5 or 6 or 7 people. I don't know. At least it was 5, I remember. Making sure there's none of his hurt feelings expressed itself in that letter. I'll tell you why I love that story. I love the story because Rav Baruch Ber was hurt and he was totally open to the fact he was hurt. He wasn't pretending he wasn't. He knew he was a real human being and he may have allowed some of his frustration or pain to express itself in that letter. And he didn't want to. He was open to people telling him, yeah, it could have came out here. They all told him, no, you did a good job. But that openness to be real, to be a human being, to make mistakes, to be comfortable with who you are, not to idealize mistakes, but to be open. You made a mistake, made a mistake. I made mistakes in my life. What are the reasons why Chumash mentions mistakes and sins of all of the Gedolei HaTanach? It's important to know that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. That's why Chumash includes it. He wouldn't have included it if it was that important. The reason is because, by definition, being human means to be mistakes. Make mistakes. You see, the godless of Yehuda is Vayigash, I love Yehuda. Tzadka Mimeni. The reason why Yehuda was Zocha Tamalcha, says the Medrash, is because he was open to it. The Kutzke Rebbe says on the Pasuk, Anshe Kodesh Tiyuli. The Kutzke Rebbe says, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not looking for more angels. Those are easier for him to make. But to make people who are real, but people, but holy people, Anshe Kodesh, that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu values. And therefore, as we continue learning, there's the element of just being open to what the Torah has to say. That's why Torah is given in the Midbar, should be Hefker, Kimidbar. To be open, to be willing to internalize the values of the Torah, not to walk on preconceived notions. When you're having conversations, when you're discussing a machlokas or fighting over a machlokas of a Rashba, the fight should not be who's right, but which Peshat is right. What's the emes in the Rashba? When you get into a disagreement with a friend or an argument with a sibling, to be confident enough to not have to wear a mask if I did nothing wrong, to recognize you made mistakes. It's so much easier after a fight to want to justify everything you did as, I'm the person who doesn't make mistakes. That person is disliked by everyone around him. No one likes that person. Just think of someone who's once doing that. You may like the person, you didn't like when he did that. Don't think you're the only person who's going to convince everyone you made no mistakes. And like, you know, you can look and point out, that guy's transparent. He's always pretending he made no mistakes, but not me. No one can see through me. We can't all be that one guy who no one sees through. The math doesn't work out. There's only one. There really are zero. And therefore, the more comfortable you feel with yourself, the more proud you are of who you are, the less you need to cover up, the less you need to wear a mask, the more you can be open to mistakes, the more you can say chatasi if you've sinned, the more you can say katsad to many, if someone is more tzaddik than you in this particular situation. The goal of life is not to be right, and certainly not if you're really wrong and pretending to be right. The goal in life is to grow. Pretending you're perfect is you're not going to fool anyone. No one's perfect. God didn't create beings who could become perfect. God created beings who can grow and get better. We should all be working on growing, on getting better, on being honest and open. I'll conclude with one last story. A chassidish guy, a Lubavitcher chassid, came to the Baal HaTanya and says to him, Rebbe, how do I keep Shabbos? And the Baal HaTanya says, no. And you can imagine what it means for Lubavitcher chassid to go to Baal HaTanya and say that. He goes, Rebbe, I don't care that I don't keep Shabbos. And Rebbe goes, okay. And he goes, Rebbe, I don't care that I don't care. And then Rebbe goes, okay, now we're ready for a conversation. I appreciate you taking off both of those masks. Let's talk about how to learn how to care. You cannot solve a problem you don't acknowledge. You cannot grow when you're lying to yourself. And therefore, the midah of emes and the midah of humility and the openness to grow and improve and not to defend decisions we've made, actions we've taken, policies we've accepted upon ourselves, if they're not true. The only thing worse than like doing something wrong or accepting a policy or making a decision that's bad for you is that knowing it's right and closing your eyes and being both wrong and blind. You don't gain by being blind to your own flaws, you only lose. And that's the goddess of Yehuda. That's why he was Zochar Malchus. We should become Anshei Kodesh, not angels. We should become Anshei Kodesh of Emes, of Yashrus, of Anava, in our continued path forward to the greatest level of Avodas Hashem we can have. Have a good Shabbos and a good week. I look forward to seeing everyone. Here's Hashem. I get back to you from that.